Run the track.
Run the track. Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Foster the Podcast, episode 10, the big 10th episode, you guys. On this one, we talk old school house parties and share memories with a longtime friend, Nick Guerra, comes on the show. And we talk about a time he threw a concert at his house while his mom was away, the time he partied with Navy SEALs, and also Christy gets drunk and steals a python. Make sure you guys follow Nick Guerra on Twitter, at Nick Comic. Also, check out his website, nickguerra.com. Check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com. Also, we really appreciate all the listens and downloads we've been getting, you guys. Keep it going. Check us out on iTunes, subscribe, and also check out our fan page, facebook.com/fosterthepodcast. Here it is, you guys, episode 10. This one's called Respect the Woods. Enjoy.
You know, we were talking about it when I was in, like, high school and college and stuff. I would go to parties, and I would get drunk, and I would bring my 4 to 6 foot snake around with me who would drink out of my keg cup, and I would like read people's tarot cards and
oh, yeah.
Kind
of
like weird.
Oh, so you're that person.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said.
Exactly what
you,
I said.
You have come to the right place for a potion. like you are the Legend of Zelda.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just reading from Harry Potter books in the corner.
Excuse me.
With my cape.
An elephant man needs my attention right now. That'll be 40 rubies. Here's half a heart. Use it when you need it. Finish a battle.
When you were walking around with a snake, were you like the sad chick, or were you like the earthy, like you wanted to read everybody's? And were you the one? Were you the type of chick that goes up to somebody at a party like, you have a really good energy about you?
Oh, yeah. You got a good aura.
There's something that I can feel sharpness on you.
I don't know that it was...
You're just so... You're not comfortable, are you? You need to get comfortable in your own skin. Oh, that's a python. Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
Like,
why
I was
so
dressed super punk rock, and I had, like, blonde and green hair.
Ugh.
But then I also, like, wore a lot of flip-flops and owned a snake and red cards. But then I was also, like, the one who was, like the party starter. I don't know that there was anything, like, really
if there was
specific.
Anybody with tarot cards and a snake, they are the party
that's
starter.
That's
they are
fair.
A different kind of party starter.
That
let's do a seance.
A seance.
Everybody wants to play drinking games. You want to fucking do?
Hey, I just
slide
I just
feather, put, stiff as a board.
Yeah, I just drew this pentagram into the floor. Let's see what we can.
She's a chick that wanted to go to like abandoned houses and have parties there.
That's right. Yeah.
This if it's
cool.
Possible to be angry and earthy at the same time, I'm pretty sure that
no,
that's
so
what
you're
I
like poison ivy.
Perfect.
If I can get a ficus to attack you. I'm just going to throw a plan at you. Angry, earthy person.
Just to the parties.
Fucking respect the woods! You cocksuckers, respect the woods!
Yeah, let's all sit down and watch The Craft.
Yeah. So great. Let's watch it outside. No, she's the kind of chick that if you wanted to, like, impress as a guy, you would say, hey, you want to watch The Craft? She's like, so old school.
Right, yeah.
And then just flip it on you, like, have you seen Coffee and Cigarettes? I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll watch that.
Her ideal date was in the forest.
Yeah.
Frolicking on mushrooms. But still a little pissed off about it.
Right.
Hey, I got you the Necronomicon. So, I already have that, okay? How about you get me the tipping points? What? This chick is so hard to figure out.
She's got tonka shells, but she's reading Tom Clancy novels.
Yeah. I made this cloak out of hemp for you. Oh.
Boring.
I need a graphic tee from Target. Oh. I don't understand this chick. I try to impress her.
Very complicated teenager I was.
There was always like that weird chick at the party too that showed up.
There's always some chick that takes those reins, right?
Right.
That's always got to be like, I'm gonna be the one that's earthy or this or they, whatever you like. I would love to take one of those chicks to an all-earthy thing where everyone, and she's going to be like, oh, fuck.
Just out-earthy them.
So
just out-earthy
different.
Her, no matter what.
Just send her loose at Burning Man.
Yeah. Just everybody comes in eating tree bark, and she's like, oh, shit, I don't know.
I don't want to play anymore.
I can't stand chicks with that weird imagery. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels like, okay, you're putting on a show.
Right.
You're being too crazy for us.
People that, like, have to be, like, in character all the time. Do you guys know what Magic Time Machine... I know you do. You're from Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what Magic Time Machine is? It's like a restaurant. Like, you would love it. Like the waitresses dress up like Alice from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They all dress like characters.
Yeah. Well, so there's this guy that would run around town who was Captain Jack Sparrow, right?
Okay.
And, like he would go to, like, the music scenes, like, concerts and restaurants. But he was always Jack Sparrow. And we would always ask him, like, dude, do you ever, like, turn the pirate thing off? He's like, no, I'm always in character, mate. You know, always, he'd, like, order rum at the bar all the time, like, always
really?
In character. And he said that he was one of the waiters at Magic Time Machine. And then one of our buddies went in there and found out he wasn't.
Oh,
like, they had their own Jack Sparrow.
That's funny.
And it wasn't him.
And it wasn't him. This guy just really wanted to be a pirate.
That's funny.
No.
And he had to justify
quick. Yeah, but
what
else could he do? If he's in character all the time,
all
or
the
do
time.
You think from, like, 9 to 5, he's, like, an accountant?
Accountant Jack Sparrow?
Let's look at your taxes, mate. Ah, we
just
could slice.
Just a tie and a pirate hat.
Yeah. That's funny.
But, yeah, it's got to be exhausting. Like, the goth kids who are always sad.
Yeah.
And then, like, the metal
Dude,
kids.
Dude, the gangsters that are always gangsters.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
You have to always be hardcore, bro.
Always.
You know, like, just calm down. Laugh for a second, you know?
Even in church.
Right.
Like, I remember...
Why is that guy looking at me? It's a statue of Jesus.
Well, he's got his arms out like he wants to fight. Looking down at us, man.
Come at me, bro.
I remember... my gangster buddy, Stevie, I think you may have met him. He told us, like, a story about one time when one of his gangster friends tried to be funny. Like, he's like, yeah, man, we were sitting out next to each other on the couch. And then he put his hand on my knee, and I was like, oh, bro, stop that. And that was their idea of a joke. like, man, he's crazy, man. He put his hand on my knee. Like, dude, never hang around comedians. Right on the knee is the nicest thing we would do to you.
You will wake up with a penis on your forehead.
Yeah.
Right?
And then, like, the gangster friend was even like, hey, that was crazy, right?
Remember that time I got you good, bro?
I put my hand on your knee, right, man? Yeah, you looked all scared.
I was at Burger King one time. This dude was like had a, like, neck tattoo, like, wife beater, like, scary. He's like, yo, let me get a strawberry milkshake. I just fucking lost
it. That sounds hilarious. Hey, can I get a yogurt parfait? Can I switch the chips for a parfait, please? It's so tough, man. Always being gangster.
But it's anyone, though. Anyone who's, like, such a specific thing always acts in that way. Like, you know what I mean? Pot dealer guy has to be, like, totally pot
always,
dealer
right?
guy. And
it's gotta be exhausting.
Yeah,
just
man.
To, like,
just to wake up and be like, okay, I'm gonna wear... this again. You know, like, here, this is what I'm going to dress in.
In all
just
fairness,
to go to Target.
Though, Captain Fallout Boy over here used to wear a lot of guy liner back in the day.
All right, okay. All right.
Really
I did. Cool. I used to wear guy. But it wasn't like...
He was that guy.
No, because it wasn't like a lifestyle. It's not like I woke up and was like, I can't go get groceries without putting
you
on foundation.
You were a drummer and you had your eyeliner on. It was a thing.
Funny.
Don't pretend it wasn't a thing.
I had a thing in eighth grade where I wore a bunch of striped shirts.
Just striped shirts?
For some reason, man, I had a year where every
That's
shirt was striped shirts. I was like, why am I always wearing striped shirts?
God, how annoying. It was a striped shirt kid again.
Yeah, man. Like, in all kinds of crazy stripes. I don't know why.
What kind of kid were you? Were you, like, the rapper kid? Were you a rocker kid?
Dude, I was... I think I was the same as everyone. We're smart asses.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved hip-hop, but I never dressed hip-hop.
You were like, but you never really partied, right? You never, like, drank?
No, I didn't drink. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke.
You were the guy driving everybody home?
Not really. I went to, like, a few parties. We would all kind of just drive around. You know, we would do things like drive around town, go hang out at the park, steal a shopping cart.
Right.
Yeah, you know, find a pit bull, throw it in our car, and I
just... What? You stole a pit bull?
Well, it was just walking around. You know? And, of course, it had to be somebody's, but we were like, oh, look, I got a dog now. And for, like, 3 days, I had this dog.
For 3 days, I had a dog?
Yeah, man.
Owner found it, or you just let it loose?
I think we found out that that it belonged to somebody. Somehow, someone through the grapevine found it out, and I was like, oh, I don't got a dog no
more. Nick's at a party with his pit bull, you're with your snake.
Yeah. I threw a band, like I threw a mini concert at my house once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had two bands, and I was going to be the rapper. Because I wanted to be a rapper.
Did they play in your living room?
Yeah, they played in my living room. Because we were supposed to have it in this big ranch, and the guy that we asked for it, like... Now I look back on it, I get it. It was high school kids throwing a party at some dude's ranch.
Right.
So that his parents probably were like, no, you're not fucking
no
doing
fucking
that.
Way.
But you look at it like, man, he just backed out, dude. What a terrible guy. I had flyers about the ranch. I thought he said he was going to get us a ranch. And, you know, now I'm like, oh, that was, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
They don't want us driving around on their ranch. You know, so
pit bulls.
Raging and puking, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So my mom went on her date. She went on her date, like, I don't know if it was her first date with the husband she has now, but she was gone. I was like, let's set up the equipment in the living room. And we had a jam party in the living room, man.
No one will hear, it's indoors.
Yeah, and it went great. It was fun, and my buddies went to, like, Golden Corral and picked up a bunch of volleyball chicks from some other school to come hang out.
What?
Yeah, man. And they just decided to come and they hung out.
Look what I brought.
You go to school in like an 80s teen movie?
I know you guys told me to bring chips. However,
like, that's probably the most crazy thing. Because somebody else told me, they're like, yeah, I remember that party, man, and everybody was bringing beer, and your mom answered the door. She's like, oh, good.
Your mom, so she showed back up?
I don't remember that part. She did show up back up later. Like, she got off the date, and she pulled up in her car, and she saw all these cars, and I ran outside. I was like, Mom, we're having a mini concert. She's like, okay. And she left. She went somewhere else with her date.
I'm just going to go.
They were like, all right.
I just like how the concert that was too big for the farm got moved to the house.
Got moved to the house, man.
Just do it in the living room.
So that's probably the most extreme thing that I did in high school.
We somehow, I always had guy roommates that when I was in, like, college and stuff. And somehow...
Oh, you were that chick.
Apparently, I wore a lot of hats.
Yeah, I'll get a guy roommate. It's cool. I'll get a guy roommate.
I don't get along with girls.
Yeah, I don't really. They don't like my snake.
Regardless, what happened was me and three of my guy friends somehow ended up in this, like, house in this residential neighborhood with a huge backyard. We had, like, a giant patio, a huge backyard, and it went onto this dock that led onto this intercoastal. It was, like, this amazing house.
The international waters. You guys could kill people and dump them out.
way to slum it, Christy.
I still, to this day, don't know how we ended up. And that was after we moved. When we were in college, I, like, rotated into this house where there was always, like, four people who lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was another, like, giant house that had a huge backyard and a swimming pool, and it was just not any place that kids our age should be left alone in. But at the one at our at the second place with the big backyard that led to the lake or whatever, we threw a 4th of July party, and it was something like that,
like,
where
that,
we had like a band set up out back with a PA, and we had like giant slip and slides, and we went and spent like $300 on fireworks.
Yeah.
And just, like, set them off from our dock. Somehow thought that, like, all of this was okay at the time.
Do you ever wonder if that's where you peaked on your lottery winnings? Like, you won the opportunity to be in a cool house? Like, this is... Oh, shit.
That was your cool.
It might have been worth it. You gotta be honest. Totally worth it.
What kind of bands did you have? I had a metal band and, like, a Tool-like band.
We had two friends who did, like...
The Tool-like band was just a bunch of annoying dudes.
two of our friends did, like an ICP...
Oh, God! Oh, I hate it! Snake enjoy that?
And then my snake loved it. And then another one
big
of our friends
fan.
Did, like, you know, like a... Something that you would have liked with your guy liner, that sort of deal.
We used to live in a house. It was like right after, like when I should have been in college. And we would do the same thing. We would have house parties all the time. And it was like, just like the weirdest. Like we had a band play. We had a bikini party where like the girls would show up in their bikinis, and like somehow my dad showed up. He was just walking around hanging out.
Hey. So you left one of the flyers in the printer.
So people would be like, "Do you live at home?" Like, no. Well, there's an old guy that looks like you, like walking around looking for pots.
That's funny, man.
He's just in a Speedo for no reason.
Just hanging out. Oh, it was the funnest time. Like, we stole a handicap cart, but it was like one of those motorized carts.
Okay.
And we would just drive it into the pool.
That's funny. God, man.
Dude, house parties were the best.
The absolute best. The absolute best. The snake that I am speaking of, we used to like prank each other all the time when I lived at the house in college.
First of all, backstory, where did you get a snake?
I was at a friend of mine named Mason, and I went to his friend's house once, and his friend had a snake, and I had always wanted a snake. And by the end of the night, I got very drunk and ended up at home with a snake. And now I owned it.
Okay.
So it was my snake now. Just made a lot of late night decisions in college, and that, you know, that was one of them. So I ended up with this gigantic python. So I have this snake, and we would do it. I feel like my friend Brian got the brunt of most of it. Just backstory, one time he fell asleep on an air mattress. We took the air mattress out and floated it in the pool.
With him on it?
Yeah. We used to play like poker sometimes, so we would keep all of our beer caps to use as like chips and stuff. We spread all the beer caps underneath like his sheets, so when he went to bring a chick into his bed, he got into the bed and he was on top of like a bunch of beer caps and stuff. One day I thought it would be hilarious to put my snake, I think it was either in his closet or in his bathroom. So he brought a chick into his room, and the chick went to go use the bathroom, opens up the door, and there's a giant 6-foot snake in there. So she screams and runs out. Poor kid, man. But
we always tried, but never like... Like, one time my buddy like hooked up with this chick at one of our house parties, and I thought it'd be hilarious. Like, guys, my buddy's getting laid. You guys, let's go in there. And like the whole party's like, yeah. But that wasn't enough for me. I just stripped down completely naked. I opened the door. I'm like, hey, bro, can I get next? Do what you hear. Just get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Like, that was it.
Right. That was
it. I went to a house party at a Navy SEAL's house.
What?
Yeah, a team of Navy SEALs.
He wasn't even there. He was there. You just didn't know it.
They were all there. Four of them.
Huh. Really?
Yep.
What was it like partying with Navy SEALs?
Dude, they are wild. I mean, they drink like crazy. That's the first person I ever punched because they were like, "You've never punched someone? Punch us!" And so they had me punch them. Like, yeah, okay, my turn. Boom! I was good, man. My turn. I had to punch them. And then they took us outside and they were like, "I'm going to teach you how to punch on the punching bag." One guy did. Meanwhile, one Navy SEAL, barefoot, shirtless, climbs up a huge tree. I'm talking like a 20-foot tree with no ropes, nothing. And then just jumps down to the roof and then lands on the trampoline. And then a chick comes over, his chick, and he ends up banging her. And you go in their house and they got spray-painted like grenades. Like they have designs out. And they're just kind of wild, man.
Yeah.
You know? And then now I look back on it like, oh, that could have gone really bad.
Yeah.
Right.
You punching a Navy SEAL and they just snap.
And they just snap, you motherfucker.
And you'll never be seen them again.
No, yeah, no. Exactly.
Just gone.
But they, you know, when they come back from wherever they go, man, they just go nuts in town. I mean,
yeah.
they're already crazy guys, dude. They were in the clubs going nuts because they would go to the Improv Funny Bone. And so they would like hang off of the balcony of the Improv, and they would take chicks into the restroom and bang them, and you know,
who are these guys?
SEALs, man. And then one time we went to the bar. There's a bar right next to that Funny Bone downstairs, and they were all just chilling and having a good time. And some musclehead, because Navy SEALs don't look huge,
right?
They're just really cut, right? And some musclehead like went up to one of them, was like, "What's up, bro?" Didn't know he was a SEAL or whatever. He's like, "Hey, what's up, man?" He's like, "Yeah, get out of my way," whatever, right? And without the musclehead knowing, all of them lined in a circle around him, like, immediately. Like, they all saw it, and boom.
Right.
And so they all start picking on him, like, oh, you want to fight, dude? Is that what you want to do? And then one seal going, oh, well, how about you fight me? And then one other one, well, how about you fight me? And then the tiniest one, no, guys, back away. What about me? And so the guy, like, the musclehead was drunk, so he was just like, yeah. Like, not knowing
you,
what to
yes,
do.
No.
And then he went back to the original person that he'd gotten in the face, who was the quiet seal. That's the one you got to worry about,
right?
You know.
Right.
And the musclehead got like 3 inches away from his head, face to face, and the dude just headbutted him, knocked him down into the floor, and they all just like got one punch in before he hit the floor, is what they said.
Oh my!
So we all got one punch in. There was blood like on the shoes and stuff like that, and then they all bounced like they were gone.
God,
they were just
nice. Just like they just gone. Killed Bin Laden.
Yeah, they were gone, and the dude got up like, "Whoa, fuck!" And they're like, "Whoa, God, they were already outside, man." I was like, "God, dude, these guys are."
Go ahead.
Then the next time I wasn't there, the guy that I was going on the road with was there, and that led to like this huge fight at the bar or whatever, and they supposedly broke the bar and had to bring in the insurance and all this kind of shit.
Oh my goodness, they broke the bar.
Yeah, they just had a huge fight and they were gone. The guy that got blamed was the one that wasn't a SEAL.
How awesome that'd be for that guy to like wake up like, yeah, he's gonna feel like shit, but like, yo, he just took on like 6 Navy SEALs.
Right.
Like, that guy's getting laid forever.
Oh yeah, still gets to tell that story.
I had a house party one time. My mom let us have a house party. It probably started getting out of hand, and she was like, everybody's gotta get out of the house. So everybody started hanging out in the front yard, and some gangster dude picked a fight with another dude, and the guy ended up hitting him with a car. And
what?
The guy came.
That happens.
The guy came back
like
the old house.
Smash, like picked up a car and
like they ran over him.
Really?
Like the dude was in my house with tire marks on his forehead, and my mom's like,
right.
"This party's over. Like it's done."
Yeah, that's
well,
a good sign.
That's the time.
When there's a guy in your house that could take a tire to the face,
right?
That guy needs to leave.
Right.
Not the guy that ran him over. The guy that has a tire mark on his face, like I could take it.
Well, in his defense, the week earlier, he had been beat up by 6 Navy SEALs, so...
Oh, okay. He was like, I could take on the world! I'm borderline superhero!
We should have a house party. Well,
yeah.
We should have a house.
Yeah, we need a house.
First, we'll find a house, then
get
we'll
a
throw
house.
A party.
Yeah.
But would we be able to keep up with it? You know what I'm saying? Like, are we able to go crazy again?
I know I'm not.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, right?
No.
It'd probably be a pretty lame house party we throw now. All the house parties now, the biggest thing that we have is big pizza. Let's get a really big pizza.
Right, big pizza
like,
that's party.
The biggest one. But make sure that there's vegetables.
Who brought regular Coke? We said diet.
This is terrible.
I went to a Halloween party like 2 years ago, and I brought a 4-pack of ginger beer. I think I left around 11:30. That's when I just knew that it was all over
right.
for house parties for me.
Done.
That's
yeah.
when you finally
we're
give
we're
away
finished
the,
here.
The snake.
Yeah.
I think I need to get rid
away.
Of the snake.
Yeah.
Because house parties aren't like on the movies where there's like a DJ in the living room and everybody's like jumping up and down.
Yeah.
It's always like awkward, like... The weird shit in the corner reading cards.
And you end up learning a lesson.
Yeah, you end up learning. You reconnect with your one true love.
House parties are like, they go until everyone slowly starts dying out, and then the last people left share ghost stories.
Right, right.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.